And fight me on this, but the greatest animated show, the funniest animated show on television, bar none, without a doubt, but also easily the best animated show on Adult Swim, Cartoon Network's Adult Swim. Hello, Nerdy Legion. Sound is a little different again. I'm in the middle of a bunch of projects. That's why, you know, things are the way they are, why this didn't go up yesterday, so on and so forth. But we have quite a show for you. Quite a show, actually. So without any further ado, let's do that. So let's talk TV streaming. TV streaming, we do have one piece of follow-up, and it is The Boys. They have been coming under a lot of pressure recently because they just released the first three episodes of this new season. And that's it, because apparently they're going to be doing episode drops every Friday. So here in a couple of days, we'll get another couple episodes, presumably maybe just one. Who knows? They didn't make it known to anyone before they did this. So I don't know. It is apparently the production staff of The Boys that is to blame for this, though, and not Amazon Prime. Amazon wanted them to keep their same business model, according to a recent media release, a press release, whatever. So that's what we have in follow-ups. Now we're going to talk about the actual news. And first, actually, no, we have one other follow-up. I apologize. We have one other follow-up, and that is Chucky. Chucky was just announced to be delayed until 2021 on Sci-Fi and TNT, whatever the other channel was that picked them up. They have been delayed until 2021 because coronavirus. All right, so now we are getting into the actual news. And the actual news says, first and foremost, Venture Brothers, the greatest animated show, the funniest animated show on television, bar none, without a doubt, but also easily the best animated show on Adult Swim, Cartoon Network's Adult Swim, has officially been canceled. Not exactly hard to see why it's been canceled, because they've done 7 seasons over the course of 16 years, because Doc Hammer and Jackson Publick are notorious procrastinators. Though Rick and Morty has also seen not quite as severe, but kind of similar gaps between episodes. So I guess it's not entirely out of the realm of, you know, maybe we should keep you on. But there is light at the end of the tunnel, because parent company CBS Viacom, no, who was it? Warner Brothers, I believe. 2 seconds, yes. Cartoon Network said that they are looking to find other ways to continue the Venture Brothers story. This all is taking place over... it's Warner Brothers. Okay, sorry. Wow, 7 different things just ran through my head. I apologize for the dead air. So, I didn't put it in the notes, but I do know that it is HBO Max that is very likely where it's going to end up. So we are looking at Warner Brothers as the parent company, saying through Cartoon Network that they are looking for other avenues to continue telling the story of the Venture Brothers. And we all know that all streaming services are desperate for content these days. So it does not sound too out of left field for them to want to put this onto their streaming platform, because that gives them a little bit more leeway. But this also could be amazing if true, because then we get an uncensored, legitimately uncensored version of the Venture Brothers when it initially runs. So excited about that if it is the way that things go. But as it stands right now, we have no more Venture Brothers until this gets worked out. So we're moving on. Next, we're talking about Nosferatu. This is should have gone in the follow-ups, and I do apologize. But Nosferatu has been canceled by AMC after only 2 seasons. Next is Superman, and this is not super... I only put this here because it's technically episodic content. It is not technically television. It is kind of, sort of, technically streaming, so it falls under that category, but it is not the new Superman and Lois CW show. This is actually something very, very old. So DC Fandom is starting to promote Day 2, which is September 12th, happens this weekend. You can go see all of that stuff if you go to DCFandom.com, but I don't think this is listed on the official site for the entire 24 hours that they are doing this DC Fandom, which this could potentially be one of the things that made this happen over the course of 2 days. They will be streaming. I couldn't find where, so if I can find that, I will definitely post that somewhere else. Follow me on Twitter. I'll find it and put it up there, or we'll talk about it in the next episode. But they will be streaming old 1940s Superman radio shows. Now, that's really interesting in and of itself, but it's even more interesting because they re-recorded them with modern actors. If you want the full cast list, then follow the link in the description. But just to kind of skim the cream off the crop, we have Daniel Day-Kim will be voicing Superman. That's right. The Man of Steel will be voiced by Daniel Day-Kim for these 1940s redone radio shows, and that sounds freaking awesome to me. That's what we've got there. Next, we're moving over to a new series that is going to be coming to the CW, and it is called GG. So, good game in gamer speak, if you will. It is going to be the CW, and this sounds like it is further along in development than the professional esports sitcom that is coming from the mind of Johnny Galecki. Kind of, he's a producer, and he's also the one of the peripheral characters in that, but we haven't heard anything from that for a while, so presumably that's somewhere in development hell. This one, however, GG, this is going to be a drama, so very interesting. I feel like it's Hopefully this turns out well and we see something that is accurate to the industry, but I feel like it's kind of about time that we get something that's more nerd and video game related, because video games are such a large portion of the consumed entertainment media that we go through anymore. So totally makes sense. The premise is it's following a female in the video game development industry. She is a developer by all accounts. The synopsis didn't really explicitly lay out what exactly that means, because game development encompasses a lot of different jobs. So what she does, who freaking knows until they get a little bit more specific with their synopsis. But this is very potentially going to be something great, or even equally as potentially going to be something absolutely terrible, because it is such a misrepresentation of the culture and the industry. We will definitely be keeping tabs on it right here on the show, though. We're moving on. Next, we're talking about Silk, and Sony is actually moving forward with a Silk TV show. They are really leaning into that Spider-Man-less universe, and it sounds like they're looking to put this out on an actual terrestrial television station, and then presumably the following day, much like we get with Hulu, FX stuff on Hulu, they will be releasing it on Amazon. All of this is very much still being worked on, but this does come from a pretty reliable enough source that I'm putting it in news and not in rumors, right? So we've got almost 100% confirmation that that is the way it's going to go. Things are still in motion, so it could change. We will definitely be keeping tabs on this as well. And next, we are moving over to the last piece, which is also kind of gaming related. This one has to do with Shenmue. Sega is working on a Shenmue anime with Crunchyroll and Adult Swim. So it will be, presumably because of the inclusion of Crunchyroll, it will be an overseas animated series. Very likely, Sega, so Japan. But they'll be importing it to the States through Adult Swim, probably through both. So if you have HBO Max and you have Crunchyroll or some sort of variation thereof, then you will be able to watch it there or on Adult Swim. So, cool, awesome, great job. Moving on. Next, we're talking about movies, baby. We got just one piece. Actually, no, I apologize. We have two pieces in movies. I didn't know where else to put this follow-up piece because it could theoretically go in like three of the sections, because it honestly covers everything, and that is New York Comic Con. Obviously, New York Comic Con is not going to happen in a traditional sense, so they're calling it the multiverse. Okay. And they have started releasing programming things that are going to be happening, panels, so on and so forth. The thing that I wanted to talk about, because until we get the set concrete list of times and how you can watch and all that stuff, we do know it's going to be the 8th through the 11th of November, but until all of the individual panels and such have been set in stone, I'm not going to be talking about that. What we are going to be talking about right now is the interactivity. So one of the big things about DC fandom is everything has been pre-recorded. So there's no possibility for fan interaction. With New York Comic Con's multiverse, we are going to be seeing fan interactivity because all of the panels are going to be live streamed to the fans on the Comic Con, on the New York Comic Con YouTube channel. So if you want to interact with the panel, if you want to ask a question when it comes time for Q&A, then you can with New York Comic Con. So I feel like they're taking what DC did and potentially a bit of a step up on DC, and I hopefully it plans out just like they're hoping it will and just like I'm hoping it will. But that is the only piece of follow-up. And then we have another piece that is in news that is kind of a follow-up, but is kind of also brand new, so that's why it's not really a follow-up, and that is Alien! The Alien franchise from Ridley Scott will apparently be continuing. However, there is always a caveat, and that caveat this time is that he is saying that we will not likely be revisiting any of the content from Covenant or from Prometheus. That's a little okay, but we do know that they are early in pre-production for the next installment in the franchise, and Ridley Scott is going to be a part of it, so there is a lot good going for it as well. That is all we have for movies, though. So let's talk TV streaming. TV streaming, we do have one piece of follow-up, and it is The Boys. They have been coming under a lot of pressure recently because they just released the first three episodes of this new season. And that's it, because apparently they're going to be doing episode drops every Friday. So here in a couple of days, we'll get another couple episodes, presumably maybe just one. Who knows? They didn't make it known to anyone before they did this. So I don't know. It is apparently the production staff of The Boys that is to blame for this, though, and not Amazon Prime. Amazon wanted them to keep their same business model, according to a recent media release, a press release, whatever. So that's what we have in follow-ups. Now we're going to talk about the actual news. And first, actually, no, we have one other follow-up. I apologize. We have one other follow-up, and that is Chucky. Chucky was just announced to be delayed until 2021 on Sci-Fi and TNT, whatever the other channel was that picked them up. They have been delayed until 2021 because coronavirus. All right, so now we are getting into the actual news. And the actual news says, first and foremost, Venture Brothers, the greatest animated show, the funniest animated show on television, bar none, without a doubt, but also easily the best animated show on Adult Swim, Cartoon Network's Adult Swim, has officially been canceled. Not exactly hard to see why it's been canceled, because they've done 7 seasons over the course of 16 years, because Doc Hammer and Jackson Publick are notorious procrastinators. Though Rick and Morty has also seen not quite as severe, but kind of similar gaps between episodes. So I guess it's not entirely out of the realm of, you know, maybe we should keep you on. But there is light at the end of the tunnel, because parent company CBS Viacom, no, who was it? Warner Brothers, I believe. 2 seconds, yes. Cartoon Network said that they are looking to find other ways to continue the Venture Brothers story. This all is taking place over... it's Warner Brothers. Okay, sorry. Wow, 7 different things just ran through my head. I apologize for the dead air. So, I didn't put it in the notes, but I do know that it is HBO Max that is very likely where it's going to end up. So we are looking at Warner Brothers as the parent company, saying through Cartoon Network that they are looking for other avenues to continue telling the story of the Venture Brothers. And we all know that all streaming services are desperate for content these days. So it does not sound too out of the left field for them to want to put this onto their streaming platform, because that gives them a little bit more leeway. But this also could be amazing if true, because then we get an uncensored, legitimately uncensored version of the Venture Brothers when it initially runs. So excited about that if it is the way that things go. But As it stands right now, we have no more Venture Brothers until this gets worked out. So we're moving on. Next, we're talking about Nosferatu. This is should have gone in the follow-ups, and I do apologize. But Nosferatu has been canceled by AMC after only 2 seasons. Next is Superman, and this is not super... I only put this here because it's technically episodic content. It is not technically television. It is kind of, sort of, technically streaming, so it falls under that category, but it is not the new Superman and Lois CW show. This is actually something very, very old. So DC Fandom is starting to promote Day 2, which is September 12th, happens this weekend. You can go see all of that stuff. You go to DCFandom.com, but I don't think this is listed on the official site for the entire 24 hours that they are doing this DC Fandom, which this could potentially be one of the things that made this happen over the course of 2 days. They will be streaming. I couldn't find where, so if I can find that, I will definitely post that somewhere else. Follow me on Twitter. I'll find it and put it up there, or we'll talk about it in the next episode. But they will be streaming old 1940s Superman radio shows. Now, that's really interesting in and of itself, but it's even more interesting because they re-recorded them with modern actors. If you want the full cast list, then follow the link in the description. But just to kind of skim the cream off the crop, we have Daniel Day-Kim will be voicing Superman. That's right. The Man of Steel will be voiced by Daniel Day-Kim for these 1940s redone radio shows, and that sounds freaking awesome to me. That's what we've got there. Next, we're moving over to a new series that is going to be coming to the CW, and it is called GG. So, good game in gamer speak, if you will. It is going to be CW, and this sounds like it is further along in development than the professional esports sitcom that is coming from the mind of Johnny Galecki. Kind of, he's a producer, and he's also one of the peripheral characters in that, but we haven't heard anything from that for a while, so presumably that's somewhere in development hell. This one, however, GG, this is going to be a drama, so very interesting. I feel like it's Hopefully this turns out well and we see something that is accurate to the industry, but I feel like it's kind of about time that we get something that's more nerd and video game related, because video games are such a large portion of the consumed entertainment media that we go through anymore. So totally makes sense. The premise is it's following a female in the video game development industry. She is a developer by all accounts. The synopsis didn't really explicitly lay out what exactly that means, because game development encompasses a lot of different jobs. So what she does, who freaking knows until they get a little bit more specific with their synopsis. But this is very potentially going to be something great, or even equally is potentially going to be something absolutely terrible, because it is such a misrepresentation of the culture and the industry. We will definitely be keeping tabs on it right here on the show, though. We're moving on. Next, we're talking about Silk, and Sony is actually moving forward with a Silk TV show. They are really leaning into that Spider-Man-less universe, and it sounds like they're looking to put this out on an actual terrestrial television station, and then presumably the following day, much like we get with Hulu, FX stuff on Hulu, they will be releasing it on Amazon. All of this is very much still being worked on, but this does come from a pretty reliable enough source that I'm putting it in news and not in rumors, right? So we've got almost 100% confirmation that that is the way it's going to go. Things are still in motion, so it could change. We will definitely be keeping tabs on this as well. And next, we are moving over to the last piece, which is also kind of gaming related. This one has to do with Shenmue. Sega is working on a Shenmue anime with Crunchyroll and Adult Swim. So it will be, presumably because of the inclusion of Crunchyroll, it will be an overseas animated series. Very likely, Sega, so Japan. But they'll be importing it to the States through Adult Swim, probably through both. So if you have HBO Max and you have Crunchyroll or some sort of variation thereof, then you will be able to watch it there or on Adult Swim. So, cool, awesome, great job. Moving on. Next, we're talking about movies, baby. We got just one piece. Actually, no, I apologize. We have two pieces in movies. I didn't know where else to put this follow-up piece because it could theoretically go in like three of the sections because it honestly covers everything, and that is New York Comic Con. Obviously, New York Comic Con is not going to happen in a traditional sense, so they're calling it the multiverse. Okay. And they have started releasing programming things that are going to be happening, panels, so on and so forth. The thing that I wanted to talk about, because until we get the set concrete list of times and how you can watch and all that stuff, we do know it's going to be the 8th through the 11th of November, but until all of the individual panels and such have been set in stone, I'm not going to be talking about that. What we are going to be talking about right now is the interactivity. So one of the big things about DC Fandom is everything has been pre-recorded. So there's no possibility for fan interaction. With New York Comic Con's multiverse, we are going to be seeing fan interactivity because all of the panels are going to be live streamed to the fans on the New York Comic Con YouTube channel. So if you want to interact with the panel, if you want to ask a question when it comes time for Q&A, then you can with New York Comic Con. So I feel like they're taking what DC did and potentially a bit of a step up on DC, and hopefully it plans out just like they're hoping it will and just like I'm hoping it will. But that is the only piece of follow-up. And then we have another piece that is in news that is kind of a follow-up, but is kind of also brand new, so that's why it's not really a follow-up, and that is Alien! The Alien franchise from Ridley Scott will apparently be continuing. However, there is always a caveat, and that caveat this time is that he is saying that we will not likely be revisiting any of the content from Covenant or from Prometheus. That's a little okay, but we do know that they are early in pre-production for the next installment in the franchise, and Ridley Scott is going to be a part of it, so there is a lot good going for it as well. That is all we have for movies, though, and that does it for this episode of Headlines Nerds. For a more in-depth conversation on comics and comic culture, then you can subscribe to Comic Talk today on your favorite podcast platform of choice, or jump over to nerdylegion.com and see all of the other podcasts that we offer on the subject. Or, even more better, you can join me on my personal YouTube channel, Generally Nerdy. Thank you for listening, nerds, and we'll see you next time.